It's time for Building Alaska on KFAR Radio, brought to you by Gen Solar, the Fairbanks leader in sustainable, reliable energy solutions. And now, Building Alaska.
Hello, hello, everybody. Guys, thank you so much for tuning in. This is Building Alaska on KFAR Radio. My name is Jesse. I'm today's host. And with me, I have a guest speaker. Guys, we're going to have fun today. Today, we're going to be talking about solar, what's happening in America with solar. You know, a lot of you guys know about that. 30% tax credit is disappearing. This is the last year. I know a lot of people are not too confident that Alaska is going to be that one state where it's going to disappear. Guys, it's across the board, okay? So by the end of this year, it doesn't matter from state to state. I know every single state's got their own way of doing things. But by the end of this year, it's going to be out the door for everybody. There's a lot that people are going to lose out. There's the time to do solar is now. This is the year to get it done. And we're gonna dive a little bit deeper in there, what that means, not only for residential, but also for commercial. Because a lot of people don't understand that just because this tax credit is disappearing, they think that that's across the board for everything. Well, there are certain things that not many people are aware of, and if you are a business owner, this is big news for you. So with me, I have Aaron. Aaron has been in the game with solar for quite some time, and I want to pick your brain, Aaron. For those people who don't know who he hasn't been on a show yet. This is his first time, and we're gonna dive into what's going on with the solar industry, right? What's going on with grants for commercial? What's happening with this tax credit disappearing? So, Aaron, can you tell me a little bit about what's happening with the tax credit that are disappearing for, at the end of 2025? And then what's happening with these grants that are for commercial?
Yeah. There's been a 30% tax credit going on for a while. And that's, none of us live under a rock with everything that's going on politically. That is going to go away. And that's a sure thing. So the good thing is if you get on board, start a project, have a project done before the first of the year, you still qualify for that. You can use that on your 2025 taxes. So there's never really been a better time to go ahead and move forward if you've been thinking about it. The cost per kilowatt from the electric companies is getting higher. The more they raise the price, the more money you're putting in your pocket. You're also going to save 30% on your total cost. The commercial side, there's been a USDA grant going on for a while. It was 50%. It's been frozen for a little bit. They're going to open it back up in October. It's going to be somewhere around 25% to 50%. Not really sure what it's going to be yet, but you can also use that 30% tax credit on top of that.
Those numbers mean a lot to business owners. That's big. I mean, what can you do with, not having to put that extra 50% down, right? There's so much to keep in mind. Guys, for those who are just tuning in, this is Building Alaska on KFAR Radio. My name is Jesse, today's host. And with me, I have Aaron, who's been involved in the industry for solar for quite some time. And, I know you were part of a lot of projects here in Alaska. And I want to ask you, okay, because a lot of people hear me talk, but it's good to know that there are other people in this state who understand what solar is about, what people are missing out on. What is the biggest misconception, would you say, that people have when it comes to solar? Because you hear this everywhere, right? Someone had a bad experience. That one person tells their entire family, you will never, ever, ever see me own any solar panels. I will never support them. What are they missing out on?
So the biggest misconception I see up here in Alaska is I get told all the time, solar isn't going to work up here. We have 6 months of darkness. But the one thing they're not realizing is we have 6 months of sun. And so we capitalize that. We size your system accordingly to where we're going to use the credits that GVA will give you for overproducing to get you up to 9 months free without a bill. So essentially, you're only going to pay three months of a bill.
And so what about when it comes to pricing, right? Because a lot of people are like, well, they think that every system out there has to cost at least $100,000 and above.
No, I'd say the average in Fairbanks is between $18,000 to $26,000 for the average household. And then because of the amount of sun we have, because of the program that GVA has where they buy back your excess power you're producing. These systems pay for themselves in an average between 5 to 7 years.
Yeah. Now, what about sizing? Okay, because a lot of people think I got to do solar on my roof. It has to be on the roof. You know, what else are these kind of people missing out on when they think like, well, I don't have, you know, the right pitch on the roof. I don't have, you know, I can't because there's too much shade on the roof. What else? What else can we do as far as installing solar?
So we can get pretty creative. Most people have more room on the roof than they think. But aesthetics are a huge deal. Some people don't want them up there because of aesthetics. So if you drive around town, you'll see most of these systems are pitched up at a 65-degree angle. They don't have to be that way. We can do them flush. Mm-hmm. We can also do them on the ground. Ground mounts are extremely effective.
They're easy to maintain, too. You know, that's one of the biggest problems that we have is, well, the biggest question is customers come in, they'll get a quote. Everything sounds great. Everything is going to work out. But when it comes to the maintenance, hey, what do I do when we get 4 or 5 feet of snow up there, right? The good thing about technology now is you got panels that are split, right? So even if you can get up there, you're still going to be able to produce something. May not be as impressive as it was in the summertime, but you're still going to get something out of it, right? So, you know, having a system where it's up on a roof, there are plenty of products out there. The only downside is you got to have to shop around, right? They have brushes that are safer panels. There's so many different things. Some work and some don't, right? But just because, you know, you wanted it on a solar on a roof and you find out, aesthetically, it's not going to look good. Ground mounts are great. You know, a lot of customers, you know, if they have a small, you know, lawn, a small backyard, and there's a lot of shade. I know a lot of people don't want to do this, but sometimes it is worth cutting down a few trees, you know? Sometimes you might get a better view.
Or just trimming them up.
Or that, right, or that. But there's definitely more than one way to install solar, you know? We've had customers who have had shops where they have the south-facing, you know, one side of the shop is south-facing. Well, summertime, it's perfect. There's no trees, there's no buildings in the way, so some customers will have it on the side of the building. So there's definitely more than one way to install solar. But for those people who are, you know, interested in solar and you don't have your questions answered, guys, 29 College Road, come visit us at Gen Solar. You can't miss us. We're that corner building. You'll see us. We got Tesla. We have the Generac. We also have EcoFlow stickers on the windows. And then also inside, you can't miss us. Guys, for all of your solar questions, come in, pick our brains. We'll sit down with you. We'll ask you what you need. We'll find out what's going to work best for you and also for your budget. You know, just because, you know, systems do cost quite a bit, it doesn't mean that yours is going to cost as much. Sometimes it might be less. Sometimes it might be more. But it's important to ask these questions. You know, when you go purchase a brand new vehicle, you're going to the dealership, you are already expecting to throw down some good money, right? And the last thing that you want to do is take a look at this vehicle, completely fall in love with it. Don't ask, you know, what is maintenance going to cost? What is it going to cost if one of these tires blow up? What's going to happen if, you know, I'm having engine issues? What kind of warranty work do you guys provide? Who's going to be there? If I buy this car here and something happens, are you guys going to be the ones who are going to help me get this back on the road? And that's what we do at Gen Solar. We're here for the long run. We're not here just to sell a project, get it installed, and say goodbye, you're on your own. We're here for the long run. And so if you guys are ready to get solar installed, whether it's on your business building, whether it's residential, doesn't matter where, even if it's off-grid, guys, come into Gen Solar, 29 College Road. If you're not able to make the drive and you want to speak to one of our guys in store, give us a call. 290-3333. Very easy to remember. It is 290-3333. Guys, if you guys have any questions, you can come into the store or give us a call. Now, we don't just do solar, okay? We have tons of different options when it comes to storing power, right? There's battery packs, there are generators, there's so much that we have to offer. We don't have too much time on the show today, but we're going to go and dive a little bit about what we have to offer. But for those people who are just tuning in, this is Building Alaska on KFAR Radio. My name is Jesse, and with me, I have a guest. His name is Aaron. He's been in the solar industry for quite some time. He's got a lot of experience. He's seen what needs to be seen in the state. So one of the greatest, you know, battery packs that we have that we install in conjunction with solar is the Tesla Powerwall. Now, we're not going to get into politics, okay? But there's a lot of people who are like, oh, I will never support Tesla. Well, here's the good thing. Tesla's not the only one who owns vehicles out on the road. What does that mean? It means you got options. So let's say you don't want to, you know, you don't want to support Tesla. That's fine. Everybody's entitled to whatever they believe. But we got other options. We have Franklin Batteries. Guys, one of the best things that I love about Franklin Batteries is that you can tie a generator into it, right? And one of the biggest questions that we have is, okay, look, if I'm going to get a battery system and my solar is not producing enough and I need a backup storage or I need to power up my house, am I going to have a system where I can actually have a generator to fill up that battery? Absolutely. That's going to be your biggest difference between a Tesla Powerwall and a Franklin battery. Now, here's the other difference. The Franklin battery is a little bit larger, right? Your Tesla Powerwall is 13.5 kilowatts of energy. Franklin is going to be at 15. So you're getting a little bit more. And, you know, the average household here uses just around 15 kilowatts of energy. Now, I'm not saying that it's all going to work for everybody. It really depends on what you are consuming on a day-to-day basis. That's why I said, you know, there's not one thing out there. There's not a specific system that is for everybody. That's why we want to sit down with you. We want to be able to show you what you are getting into, what you're getting, and what it's going to cost, right? The last thing that you want is surprises later on down the road. Aaron, when it comes time to quote people, okay, for those who have never, ever gotten a solar quote, what would you recommend for, let's say, somebody who's like, hey, you know, I'm interested in solar. I want to see what we can do for our place. What is the typical procedure? How does that look like for somebody who's fresh into solar and is looking to get it installed?
Yeah, that's a good question. So basically, the first thing I ask for is their average consumption, their average bill or a kilowatt hour usage. It's super easy to obtain from GVA. A lot of people don't know what they pay. They just pay their bills. Comes out of auto pay. But you can log on to GVA and you can get all that information real quick. You could do it right there at my desk. So once I have that information, I'll look on satellite photos. I'll look at your property, look at your roof. We figure out where you want to put solar. And then we start sizing it. So then we'll discuss where it's going to go. I'll figure out how many panels you need to get you that, you know, 7 to 9 months free without a bill. And then we basically go from there, answer any questions that you have. Real easy process, takes about 15 minutes, and I can spit you out a quote right there.
And, you know, that's the one thing I want to touch up on is the fact that, you know, when it comes to big purchases like this, because it's an investment, right? One of the biggest, if not probably the number one largest investment anybody would ever make will be their home, right? And so we understand that, you know, when it comes to putting a backup system of any sort, we know it's not going to be, you know, it's not going to be cheap, right? And we don't want to sell cheap either. We want to make sure that whatever we install, whatever the customer sees, that it's going to last for a very, very, very long time. The last thing that our customers need is to come back and be like, look, guys, you built me a quote that was supposed to be for this amount, and we're not getting to that point. That's why it's important, and that's why we want to make sure that we have our customers right there. We can show them on the screen, this is your house, this is how much you're going to be producing, and the software that we have is very, very good. It's such an easy system, and that's why we're able to have that 15 to 20 minute, you know, sit down. You could be about your way. A lot of people think, oh, it's going to take days, and I got to call you in a couple days when a quote comes through. No, absolutely not. You get your answers in the same day. So it's very important to ask the right questions. You know, this is a large investment for a lot of people, okay? Now we have, you know, the economy, a lot of people are getting scared, a lot of people are freaking out, and, you know, it makes sense. It really does. There's so much that's happening right now on the market, you know, housing market, the food market, there's just so much going on. But one of the best things that you can do is be prepared for the worst case scenario.
This really is the safest investment you can do, guaranteed ROI. And the average household up here in Fairbanks is going to spend $150,000 in power over 30-year lifetime. So what you're essentially doing is paying yourself that $150,000. So, yeah, it's a little bit investment up front, but pays itself back in 5 to 7 years, and it's pure profit. So instead of paying the power company $150,000 over 30 years, you're putting that in your pocket. You can invest that elsewhere.
Yep, absolutely. Thank you, Aaron, for that. Guys, so we're going to cut to a short break. Guys, don't go anywhere. We're going to come right back. We're going to talk a little bit more about what that means. How can you possibly get your money back for the solar system that you're going for? We'll be right back, folks.
Building Alaska will be back after these messages on KFAR Radio.
Fairbanks is raving about the technology available for your home from the folks at Gen Solar. From the Tesla solar technology and their amazing sleek power walls to the always dependable Generac system and EcoFlow battery systems, all for your home or business, all designed to keep your home safe from power outages while feeding power back to the grid and saving you time and money. See for yourself and get all of your questions answered in their amazing new showroom, 29 College Road, right across from the Bentley Mall. Open 9 to 5 Monday through Friday. Gen Solar.
How do you get the smoking best deal in town on just about anything? On 50-50 Fridays. Duh, that's how. 50-50 Fridays partners together with your favorite local merchants to bring you great new deals of half-off savings. Simply go to this station's websites and click on the 50-50 Fridays button at the top of the page to see what new deal is being offered each week. Get ready to score your half-off deals on such items as dining out, entertainment, services, activities, events, and even more. Shop 50-50 Fridays. You'll spend less. You'll have more. And even if it isn't Friday, be sure to check back with the 50-50 Fridays page regularly, where you can discover unclaimed half-off deals that may still be available. Every 50-50 Fridays week, you'll hear about the upcoming offer daily on 8 of the most listened to radio stations in the interior. Can your business benefit from a week of saturated, enthusiastic promotion on 8 radio stations? The answer is yeah, sure. Why wouldn't it? Talk to us. 50-50 Fridays, brought to you by the radio station, your local family of radio stations.
Spend your Saturdays with KFAR Radio for local programs, starting with Alaska Realty Today from Next Home Arctic Sun Realty at 11 a.m. The Buzz at 11:30, brought to you by the Tanana Herb Company, followed by Health Talk with Dr. Scott Looper from White Spruce Medical at noon, Compo's Outdoor Show at 12:30, Fairbanks Foodies at 1 p.m., Explore Fairbanks at 1:30, The Drive with Glacier Garage at 2 p.m., followed by Building Alaska with Gen Solar. Weekends just got local with KFAR Radio. And now, back to Building Alaska on KFAR Radio.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Building Alaska on KFAR Radio. My name is Jesse, today's host, and with me I have Aaron, solar specialist. We were just talking right before the break. You know, when it comes to investment, right, there's misunderstanding when it comes to solar or any kind of backup system, right? But specifically solar, right? When you put your money into the stock market, it's a gamble, right? It's going to fluctuate. It will go up and it will go down. And it's a little bit different when it comes to solar, right? And I want Aaron, if you could just share a little bit about, you know, what the difference would be when it comes to solar.
Yeah, that's too easy. So solar panels essentially will last forever. There is a degradation to them, but it's not much. It's about 1% a year. They also have a 30-year power performance warranty on them, and so that's what they base all the math off of. So they essentially last forever. You're always going to pay for power forever.
Oh, yeah.
It's never going to be free. It's never going to be gifted to you. So now you're creating your own power, and it's just pure profit. You know, you're not spending money. It means you're making money.
Yeah.
Right?
That's good. You know, it's kind of like renting versus actually owning your home. You know, rent, when you're a renter, you're throwing that money away. That money is going in somebody else's pocket. Somebody else is benefiting off of you. You change that around.
Yeah, so think about investing in a car. The second you drive that off the lot, it starts depreciating.
Oh, yeah.
If you wanted to sell it a week later, you're not going to get what you paid for it. Solar, it's not going to depreciate. It's always going to go up, because the rate per kilowatt hour, cost per power, is always going to increase, especially with inflation that's going on right now. So the higher the cost of power, the better your system is getting, the more it's doing for you.
Yeah, and to be able to have the ability to know that if anything were to happen, that you are sustained, that, you know, they say money can't buy happiness, guys, but it'll get you that close. it means a lot to so many people. And a lot of people are robbed from this experience because of misunderstanding, wrong information.
Mm-hmm. I get a lot of people coming in, especially up here in Alaska. They're worried about the infrastructure collapsing, right? If you have solar on your house, even if it's tied into the grid and you match it with a battery backup, the grid goes down, you are creating your own power.
Yep. That's huge. That is huge. And you know, with solar, a lot of people just think that solar is just going to be the only thing that's going to be in their home or on their business. There's battery backup banks. You know, you can store that energy. You know, and most of our customers, that's what they want. They don't want to just invest in solar where it's just up there producing just enough power. But imagine, not only is it producing power, you're storing energy. And through GVEA, you get on the SNAP program, you're making money. So that's three in one. So you're producing your own power, you're selling it, and you get to store it. And at any given point, if there's any power outages, you got somewhere to pull that you're not spending that money on. So it's a really smart investment. And guys, 2025, guys, once this year is up, everybody who is going to be interested and who are going to be going for solar in 2026, they're going to miss out. They're going to miss out tremendously, you know, and every single solar company in the United States of America all understand this, and they don't want everybody to miss out. So guys, look, if it's time, if you're done, you know, having this just as a dream, make it your reality. You know, take this year and let this be 2025 be the year that you're finally going to do it and you're finally going to put solar up. Because I'll tell you why. How many of you guys have remembered pre-COVID, right before COVID, okay? How many things were affordable, okay? Let's not talk about solar yet. We'll talk about eggs, for crying out loud.
Toilet paper.
Oh my gosh, don't even get me started. You know, I used to work at Costco for a little bit and, you know, they had a lot of employees pretty much guard the toilet paper. I was like, this is just ridiculous. But it's true. You know, before COVID, things felt like we could breathe a little bit. During COVID and after COVID, guys, we're still catching up. And it's, I don't know about for you guys, but for me, it feels like we're not going to be able to. It's only going to get worse. You know, when it comes to, you know, for example, solar panels, the terrorists are killing people. The tariffs, not terrorists, tariffs with an F. I just want you guys to know that these prices are only going to increase, okay? So whatever system that is going to be built for you and that price, you're not going to see those numbers next year. Who knows what price we're going to see per panel? Who knows what the installation? Who knows what material? Who knows what all the other things are going to cost in 2026? Now, if it doesn't matter to you, more power to you. But savings are important, guys. You take that money. For me, for a lot of people, they're like, what is that? $5,000-$10,000? That's whatever. That's $5,000-$10,000, if not more, that you could have put towards something completely different. You could have fixed something around your house. You could have had an upgrade in your home, on your car. You could have. There's so much that you can do, guys. The dollar now in 2025, I don't know. It seems like people are protecting it more than ever. Want to make sure that their dollar, you know, goes as far as possible. But 2025, once this year is up, I'm sorry, folks, but you're not going to get the savings. You're not going to keep that in your pocket next year or the year after, or whoever, who knows how long this is going to go out for. But when it comes to installation, guys, the most ideal and the perfect way to get solar is to come in, sit down, and get your questions answered. Ask those questions. Why do I need such a large system? Why do I have to have so many panels? Why does it have to be like this? Why can't it be that way? When you engage in these conversations, you're going to have more peace of mind. The second that you sign off that check, the moment you sign that contract, that is it. You're good. You're not going to have to, you know, in the middle of the night, wake up. Oh, did I make the right decision? What about this? What about that? No. At Gen Solar, when we sit down with you, we answer all of your questions. We want to make sure that you know that you know that you're going to get the best possible deal with the best possible product with the best possible system that's going to last you the longest possible. That is what we bring at Gen Solar. If this year, 2025, is the year that you're saying, you know what, I'm going to do it. I'm ready for it. I don't want to miss out. I don't want to lose all that money if I were to try to get it next year. 29 College Road. right across from Costco. You can't miss us. Right across Bentley Mall, 29 College Road, Suite 14. We're at that corner building right at the intersection. Or give us a call, 290-3333. Guys, for those who are just tuning in, this is Building Alaska on KFAR Radio. My name is Jesse, today's host. And with me, I have Aaron. We were just talking about what's happening in the solar industry, right? That the price per panel is going to go up. Guys, everything will go up. As soon as 2025 disappears, say goodbye to the numbers that you see right now. So whatever quote you got right now, just know that it's not going to look the same next year. So when it comes to backup needs, guys, we don't just do solar, right? A lot of our customers who come in, and there's tons of DIYers out here. You know, Alaska's huge. A lot of people have cabins out in the middle of nowhere. They have little campsites, gold mines. There's so much happening around the state. And it's essential to have power out there. It's essential. You're not going to get, you know, GVA or Matanuska. You're not going to have all these power companies everywhere throughout the entire state. You're going to be in places where you're not going to have power. Find out what you're going to need, whether you need a backup generator, whether you need a little portable generator. For some of you guys might already know what EcoFlow is. EcoFlow is a really awesome, popular brand, and it's a hot hit, guys. We have tons of people coming in purchasing literally EcoFlow batteries. What are they? They're a smart battery system where it's portable. You can take it anywhere you go. And the good thing is it's not just, they don't sell just one product. They have sizes for everything. Whether you're going hunting, fishing, camping, whatever you're wanting to do, they have a battery size for you. So for whatever it is that you want to do, if you're, you know, a construction guy, if you're a contractor and you don't want to haul around fuel, you have a little, you know, EcoFlow battery, guess what? You're able to use your chop saws. There's no emissions. You can have it inside of the garage. If you can't, you know, open up the garage door in the wintertime because it's too cold, you cut right there. You don't need to worry about hauling fuel. You don't need to worry about it choking out. There's no moving parts. And everything is enclosed. It's one unit. Guys, it's amazing. People are going crazy for this. So stop on in 29 College Road and find out what we can do for you. If you're looking for a generator, whether it's a backup generator, if it's a home standby generator, or if it's a little portable, guys, we got what you need. We are now going to be able to sell high power. A lot of you guys know what high power is. It's a very popular brand. So we are able to do commercial, residential. We're here for all of your backup needs. When it comes to Generac, folks, we're not just here to install, okay? We have three service techs. If you guys go to Generac.com, look at the local dealers. When you look at Gen Solar, we're gonna be at the top of the food chain, okay? We have five stars because we care about our customers. We want our customers to know, and they do know, that we're here for the long run. Anything that happens to their generators, if we've installed it, we tell our customers that we're here to the very end. So if anything happens, we deal directly with Generac. You're not going to ever have to fill out any forms, any tickets. You're not going to have to call in. All you got to do is just give us a call. We'll get you taken care of. If you need any kind of warranty work, we'll take care of it. We'll deal with Generac. And we have most of these parts on hand. Now, the older generators, it really depends on what, you know, size of generator you have and what model. But when it comes to the generators that we install, guys, we are here for the long haul. There's one other thing I want you guys to keep in mind. So let's say that you already have a Generac standby generator. We offer monitoring services. Okay, what that means is 24 hours, we are able to monitor your generator as long as it's you know, hooked up to a network, right? Whether you have Starlink, Wi-Fi, whatever it is that you have, we're able to monitor 24/7. What does this mean for the homeowner? If you are out and about a lot, and you don't want to have to worry about anything happening to that generator, we are able to see what's happening. For an example, let's say that something happens to the generator and it doesn't start. Well, it's going to give a code, but that code is actually going to be sent to our phones. So we're able to see exactly, hey, this code is for, you know, lack of fuel pressure. We're able to see exactly what's going on with it before we have to head out. So a lot of our customers are snowbirds. A lot of them, you know, come here during the summer and leave, you know, for the wintertime. And a lot of them are here for the wintertime too, but they don't want to have to worry about what's happening with the generator. So the second that we get the code, we're able to see what's going on with it, and we'll dispatch one of our guys. Guys, we're coming to an end at our show. I really appreciate guys for, you know, tuning in. I just want to remind you guys one last time, guys, 2025 is the last year for these tax credits. If you're a business owner, guys, there are grants available. Don't think that you are, that's it, you don't have any benefits of going with solar. Guys, this means a lot for a lot of business owners. We're not going to see these prices anymore, guys. Take advantage while you still can here in 2025. Visit us, 29 College Road, Suite 14, or give us a call, 290-3333. Thank you guys for staying tuned in. This is Building Alaska on KFAR Radio, and we'll see you guys next week.
You've been listening to Building Alaska on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM and 660 AM. To listen back to this or any past programs, simply log on to kfarradio.com and go to our archives page. Building Alaska is a production of Last Frontier Media Active and this radio station.